for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Finance officer, please take the roll.
Birch?
Here.
Beach?
Here.
Boone?
Here.
Mueller?
Here.
Okay, so we have four members present. One of them is remote or absent. So we have a quorum, so we are now in session. We're just going to do a whole executive session at the end. We'll do the approval of the agenda. First, we do have a couple of changes, and then after that, I'm going to ask for executive session personnel. So please review the changes in your agenda that we need to make for tonight. Go to page 2, item under new business. Actually, under capital improvement project first, number 4, change order 19. If you have a version that says 75,000, scratch that and make it 80,000. And then under new business, item 9, two changes. Number 1, item A, the sign for Springfield Summer Youth Association, they are not coming tonight. That will get moved to August. And then item D, where it says small city policy manual, that is actually the restroom and changing room access policy. So with that, there are no other comments or no other requests to changes by the council. Please put their action to make those changes.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda with, we want to say, 3?
Yep.
Amended changes.
3 amended changes? Just saying with 1. 3. Okay.
There are seconds.
I'll second.
Any other items of discussion on that? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, nay. So the agenda, those agenda changes carry. Again, I have, I'd like to request an executive session at this point for personnel items. We'll probably have the regular one at the end. So I have a motion.
Motion to move to executive session?
Yes.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, nay. It is 6:39. Caitlin, obviously you can stay on here. We'll stay live within the room here as the rest of us go down. Caitlin will not be participating in this area. So.
Okay, so you're just going to put us all on mute, right, Scott?
You will stay live just like you are now, the same as the folks that are sitting in the room. So.
Thank you.
We are going down the hallway. I don't expect a terribly long time, but I would just hold off on this one. Just saying, okay, and we're all going to stay alive, so keep recording. Like I said, hopefully we're not gone.
It's 6:01.
Fire check born in eight. There's tornadoes across somewhere. I don't think it's going to be for you.
Look at across 81 right now. Just in one hand. Can you stay here?
Hey, your guys' family won at the frog jump again. This is like your third.
Okay, thank you for hanging out, Caitlin. And Carol, are you still online? We're going to get started as soon as
I'm online. This is Carol.
Okay. As soon as the guys are back from the bathroom, we will resume. Okay, it is 7:30 p.m. We're out of executive session. Are there any actions from this executive session?
I'd like to make a motion that we offer the police officer position to the applicant that we interviewed last week.
There, second.
I'll second.
Any further discussion or questions? Hearing none. Those in favor? Okay, and this is a motion to offer a police department position to an applicant. Was reviewed. Cheryl's made the motion. Larry has seconded. Hearing no other discussion, those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, nay. Okay. So that motion carries. We will contact the applicant tomorrow with for further conversation and to make you. Okay. Now we're back on track to our normal monthly items. First thing is the minutes from the previous meeting of June 2, 2025.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the June 2, 2025 regular meeting.
Second.
So Steve's made the motion to approve the minutes as published for the June 2, 2025 regular meeting. Carol has seconded. Any further questions or discussion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
Aye.
Sorry, Caitlin. Next item up is the approval of claims for June 2025. You have your sheet and packet.
I make a motion to approve the claims.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, so Cheryl has made the motion to approve the claims as written. Larry has seconded. Any other questions or comments?
What's 11 for?
Coaching 8 and under, 12 and under softball.
11.
Oh, I'm sorry. Central Farmers still have supplies. 11.
All the patch mix. That's the biggest one.
The what?
Patch mix. And Century. Oh, that's the bug spray. That's the West Miles. So those are the two items.
The three pallets of patch mix.
That one can be the one.
Wow, I shouldn't say that. That's... We did get some earlier, but this was what was ordered at the beginning of the year into the sale. I think that didn't come in until.
I mean, what? It didn't come in when I brought it in.
Any additional questions? Okay, hearing none. Again, Cheryl has made the motion to approve the claims as written. Larry seconded. Those in favor say aye.
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 And those opposed, nay. I'm sorry, Caitlin. You still online, Caitlin?
Hi, sorry.
All right, so that passes. The next item is the finance officer's report for June.
Make a motion to approve the finance officer's report.
Second.
Charles made the motion to approve the finance officer's report as written. Steve has seconded. Any additional questions or discussion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The finance officer's report is accepted. And the last monthly item is to accept a donation of $500 to the swimming pool from the Bonholm Running Club. Is there a motion to accept that donation?
I'll make that motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any comments or questions?
$500 was for the wheelchairs that were purchased this year. But that's what we need.
Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, nay. The donation is accepted. Next item up is public comment period. A member of the public that's present, this includes you, Carol, as so you're dialing in. To comment on anything that is not on the agenda, we have about 3 minutes. No personal or detrimental items against any mayor or the elected officials or any other individual. Would anyone like to make a public comment? If you do, please give your name and where you live.
Yes, this is Carol Hagan. I live at 712 Lakeview Circle Drive in Springfield. I am the sole trustee of the Carol R. Hagan Revocable Trust, which is the owner of Block 40 here in Springfield. I appeared at the May 5th council meeting to once again detail the history of the illegal draining of stormwater runoff from Drainage Basin 8 by the city of Springfield to the corner of 8th and Maple Street, and directing that stormwater runoff over my Block 40 land, thus causing damage to my trust property, reducing the value of the property itself for future sales, and the loss of river access for me. This illegal drainage began with the city of Springfield's curb and gutter project of 2013. At the June 2nd council meeting, I appeared to ask the council to amend the 2026-2030 capital infrastructure plan before approving it, that they include the Drainage Basin 8 problem on page 22 under stormwater. Not as a deficiency as the other two items listed there, but as a city-initiated illegal drainage problem. And also to add the remedy for that illegal stormwater runoff drainage to the priority list and place it very high on the list. That June agenda item was tabled until tonight's council meeting. I am once again asking that the City Council of Springfield take the action to begin the process to remedy this illegal drainage before approving the 2026-2030 Capital Infrastructure Plan. I strongly urge the council members to make the necessary changes to the plan to include the fix for this illegal situation and place it as one of the highest priorities. the city chose to illegally drain stormwater runoff over private property. If it takes planning and saving to accumulate the funds for the project, so be it. It is the same thing that I, as an individual, would need to do if I want to accomplish a large financial project for my home. I might have to delay other projects in order to save money in order to accomplish the larger project. The city has had 12 years to do this. I am available to meet with members of the council and their representatives to discuss the problem and possible solutions, and I look forward to hearing from the council in the near future. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Carol. Are there any other public comments?
You talk, Scott? Or are you talking to someone else?
Yeah, actually you can't because we don't have your specific item on here, so.
Yeah, I understand that. First thing I got to do is apologize to Steve by getting your name wrong the other day.
No problem.
Well, I wish it wouldn't have happened, and I'm sorry.
No, you're accepted.
Okay. So, anyhow, what we're here about tonight is we bought the land on College and 14th Street on the corner. And we're trying to get that kind of going. We're wanting to put a building up over there. And we've kind of had some issues. And mostly it was going to be a variance, we thought. But now it looks like it's going to maybe fall into the hands of the city attorney drawing a new ordinance. And that's fine. But all I'm asking is that we can make this expedited as fast as possible. We don't want to really have to go 3 months, 4 months from now. We kind of wanted to have this done sometime the end of August. But I don't know where it's going, but we're just trying to ask for some help with this project that we can move it along. And if you have any questions, I'll try and answer them.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry, I was just curious who was talking.
Oh, this is Bob and Mary Van Oort.
Can you give me your address, please?
1306 Bluff Drive.
Thank you.
Any other items? Any other public comment?
Mostly, I'd just like to see that maybe you guys can do what you can to help us on this project.
Okay, moving on to the next item, we have official correspondence. We have two items listed today. The first item is from the state of South Dakota Department of Legislative Audit, dated June 13, 2025, to Amanda Larson, Finance Officer, Municipality of Springfield. They have reviewed and accepted our audit report on the Municipality of Springfield for the year ending December 31, 2023. The review was limited to the report, did not include a review of the working papers, and our limited review does not constitute a pre-issuance review. It is our understanding that the Springfield Times is the official paper for the Municipality of Springfield. This is not the case. Please inform me of the name of the current official paper. Please present a copy of this letter to the governing board to indicate our acceptance of the audit report. Yours truly, signed, Russell A. Olson, Auditor General. And the second official correspondence is a letter of thanks from the family of Eleanor Renner for the flowers to the Renner family, and states, your kind expression of sympathy is deeply appreciated and gratefully acknowledged by the family of Eleanor Renner. Thank you for the flowers, the Renner family, and that was for Eleanor's funeral earlier this month. Okay, next item. So we'll go through the reports pretty quick. The ADA accessibility as far as utilities, we're going to talk about that later when we get under the water plant. So we'll move on. Streets, he did spray multiple times, and of course, support on the 4th of July, and they got signs up. So. And they did use that catchment, so that airport we will address later. The library, no report. Yes, but the festival had 43 kids and 30 some adults in the park, so it was a fantastic event to kick off the 4th of July weekend. So we got nothing from fire, ambulance, you can see her numbers. 64 runs year to date is pretty significant. And the ambulance department supported or sold food at both the street dance and again, at the games in the park as a fundraiser. So they did put in and they supported the 4th of July, as did the fire department supported the fire. So good weekend.
I talked to Jessica, and she said that they're going to come training at their next meeting for driver.
Oh, okay.
And I'd asked to, if I could come down, because, you know, I'm on that thing, and I said, I'm not going to be hanging, I just want to end up.
Sure. Okay.
I'm on up, and she said.
Police, I think we've already addressed that. Vehicle camera is still outstanding, so. It's at the point where Amanda and I are ready to pass it off to an actual operator. Parks, the sand seal, the walking trail.
Okay.
So we did the Game Fish and Parks is doing their sand seal on their side. We were contacted. Our number was given to the contractor, and we did have a conversation. Don in the room here a week and a half ago, and I know Don had to get him some information as far as how much and how far. So hopefully that continues. There was no date given, so. Okay, finance office.
Okay. First of all, in the packet, you will notice that there are some colored pages, which that is something kind of as part of the audit, too, is putting in there the revenue, which is the green, and then the expenditure stores are the yellow. So those will be in your packet moving forward. Last month, I think Cheryl had mentioned about the election legislation and what have you. And basically, it came from SDML, the South Dakota Municipal League, that they're working on further guidance in that. So just basically said to start conversations with the auditor. And we have talked a little bit with Carla. She was going to get some numbers of what that might look like if we pull out. So I haven't heard anything more about that.
And that is with the school board election in June? Is that what you're kind of
looking at? It could be. But, yes, it's just deciding how that looks and which way we want to go. Many of you have seen the new office furniture, so thank you again to Scott for going up and grabbing that. So we still have some of the furniture in here that some of it will go to the ambulance department. If anybody wants to help out, I'm sure they would greatly appreciate it. And probably next month we will surplus the rest. ACH water payments are going very well. How many are we up to? A dozen?
I don't know. Yeah, probably pretty close. Sent through this second time.
Yep, second time. And
it was a decent amount of people that put in for it. So
just kind of moving forward with that. The project boundary fence is what we had signed at the MOU for last month. They had actually just gotten that report done, and we need to schedule a meeting to talk about the results. So those will be coming. And the firewall has actually been ordered, so that's on its way. Next meeting, you'll see on your spot at your tables, I gave you some homework. So just a quick go through it. You'll see there the open meeting law review. That is something that was coming through from legislation two that needs to be gone over on a yearly basis. Normally that would be done at the reorganizational meeting, but since we're kind of off it will happen next month, but I gave you the material so then you can look it over and be familiar with it before we actually accept it at the next meeting. There's also the elected officials orientation packet. That's for the home rule. That's a little light reading on your end. Nothing really has to happen with that. It's just informational. Policy. So the handbook, the personnel handbook has been something that needed to be updated, and I figured that we were going to try doing this a little bit at a time. So you have that, and then the code of ethics and conduct for elected and appointed officials. These two items, I'm giving them to you now so then you have time to look them over, provide me any additions, corrections, what have you, that you see fit, and then they will be presented at next month's meeting for approval. So the personnel policy manual is actually just the first portion, basically going over the purpose. So like I said, there's 10 sections in there, so we're going to hit one each month or more if we feel up to it. And then, like I said, the code of ethics and conduct elected and appointed officials. So there's your homework for next month. Let me know if any additions, changes, revisions.
And there's Board of Adjustment Common Council.
Yes, yeah, that's coming later.
Okay. I have two things on mind. The number one thing that's been going on, of course, was after the last meeting and again tomorrow, is the Project Prism Reset Task Force meetings, pros and Super Bowls. The things that have happened between the last meeting and this one, there has now been published as of, I think, last Thursday, 14 option lists that will go in front of the task force tomorrow for discussion. Out of those options, and when I say option list, it involves locations and building and some housing numbers. Mike Durfee State Prison is present on 9 of those particular options with the Springfield portion or MDSP portion being to add a 300-person dormitory facility. Which in my discussions with the state before, that 300-person dorm facility actually takes it from the current overcrowding position to making that the new maximum level. So it would give a couple percent growth room in there. No timelines listed specifically, but that would be somewhere in the next probably 3 to 5 years, depending upon, obviously, when any of this gets approved. And that was actually in the DLR report that started this whole thing back in 2021. I was asked and stopped at the first Mitchell Forum earlier in the month, where they had a public town hall type forum, just to be there to answer and hopefully clarify some questions and some information that's been out in the public as far as some of the anti positions or different things for folks in that area. Things that were out there such as prison escapes all the time and, you know, different things that simply don't exist. What's it like? We obviously are in a unique position where a prison physically went into our backyard, so it's a perspective of what's it like to be by one, it is. So, trying to answer those to the best I can and spell some of the very serious falsehoods that are out there from our area. So clearly there are some other things that we can continue to improve with the state, but there's just some crazy stuff out there, traffic problems. You have some speeders that are out there, but not traffic, you know, stuff like that. So, out of that, a couple weeks after that, not sure what else was floating around there, but I did receive a contact or a question from the Mitchell Republic that they had talked to somebody there who had said that Springfield had an ordinance that did not permit ex-cons to live in town, but that clearly is not true. So, where exactly that came from. They reached out just to verify that that is not true. So, to do that. One of the things that I have come out here recently, just to put it out, I think, and dealing with folks at the prison and some of the employees and what has been out there as suggestions, is that the barracks buildings that they built here, they built one in 2005, those are not good things. They are concentrated facilities for high-density inmate populations, and they do not support things like the programs, everything like that. Very quick fix to try to take a building and change their percentage. And so certainly do not support building those anywhere, actually, in the system. So, but as you can see, the legislative session that was scheduled for the 22nd has been postponed. I certainly expect after the meeting today there will probably be another one. The meeting is tomorrow morning at 8:30. And then next week is the Municipal League's elected official training, which happens in Pierre. This year they have expanded it out from 1 day to 1.5 days, so I will be there Wednesday and Thursday, and that's when we also, as part of the entry fee, I guess, or for me to go, we also get that nice binder that we can make copies or have as reference that has all the blockchain up in there. Those are there. Okay. So I have nothing from any other agencies. Okay, water treatment plan. I'll try to hit the highlights here before we get into the change orders. Just give a quick update. That's okay. I will go through it. So on the update, we'll get into the change orders. Yeah. A couple other things that are happening over there outside of the change orders we'll get to specifically. There has been some movement the last week with Primer has gone to a different agency to help finish up the waterworks portion of that. One of the bigger things that's coming next week is there are two primary pumps that pull the water in from the river into the facility. One has had a recurring problem. It's under warranty. There's a company coming here next week to, I think, somewhat rebuild it on the spot to work on the pump. And so along with a training opportunity, that will get completed. It sounds like they're going to go in and do both. So the training opportunity and a real-life opportunity is that at one point in time when they do that, only be one pump that comes to pull water, and it's the main pump that comes into the facility. So the old facility has not been activated, but it is ready. If something were to happen, if both were to go down, the guys can't go. It takes about a day and a half to go and get the old facility going. So they have that. They are getting, Amanda, touch on it. There are two things outside of the capital improvement projects, two things outside of the water treatment plant with Primer that are also ongoing. One is we've been approved and authorized and have gone ahead and ordered some office furniture for them, some lab supplies, as well as some maintenance equipment that they need. Some of the furniture has shelving, the things like that that are needed for the plant that are authorized under the funding. So we prioritize those, got those ordered. So some of it is starting to arrive. So guys are starting to work on that so they can put that together or use it for maintenance since they actually are running the facility. The other thing that was on the earlier slide as far as the ECA, or ADA updates, I'm sorry, not ECA, the ADA updates, This building is actually a part of the project to some extent because this is where water bills are paid. So it is an acceptable or allowed expense to do some things in here to make it accessible for American disabilities. So we are at the point now where we did a little bit last year with the doorknobs, some of those things to get it going right away. Now we are approved and we have the ability to go in and do two things in this building. One is we need to work on the front foyer because the two double doors do not meet any kind of code to actually get in and out. So the interior door will get replaced and moved so you physically can come in and out of there with a wheelchair and have one door closed and one open and stuff and in the right directions. And the second one, probably the larger of the two, will be to do a bathroom remodel for our two restroom facilities to make them both ADA accessible. So, and maintain two toilets in each room, each bathroom. So that's a $62,500 or so estimate from WEFL, right? So we got the approval to go ahead and let them know. So we'll start working on the physical things and stuff like that. It's not going to happen in the near term, but it will probably be something this fall that we'll deal with here, which will be a very good addition to actually get those up to snuff. Okay. The four change orders, I'll walk through each one of them real quick behind them. There will probably only be maybe one or two more change orders after this to the end of the project. Change order number 16 is the flushing system, the flushing hydrant that will be put in outside of the building, but before the water gets into the distribution center. The flushing apparatus itself turns out to be a fire hydrant, works really good, but it is not a fire hydrant. It is a flushing hydrant that will actually be pumped in across the street and sit on the other side of 8th Street. So that's change order number 16. So some digging. Change order number 17 at $3,500 is the adjustment to the stormwater drainage on the 8th Street portion that had been previously approved. This makes a change that adds some concrete runoff areas that will eliminate a couple of culverts as well as the dips in the road. So this is just an update from something that has been done about a year ago when we started pursuing that funding. These, by the way, have already been reviewed at rural development unofficially, so we do expect all of them will get approved here relatively quickly. Change order number 18, which is for $0, is called the milestone change order. What that accounts for is for the actual waterworks inside the facility. That milestone date will be right now August 8th. A month from now, August 1st, which then takes us to a substantial completion for that point in September 9th. And so that's when we start taking on the majority of items for the waterworks. That's the warranty information, running the plant, all those kinds of items. So that's why it's a $0, but it sets a specific date for that. And then change order 19 is $80,000. That was your one change here. That actually, that change order is for the demolition of the old facility. The way that works and why it's $80,000 is if the demolition of the old facility was listed in all of the funding documents, it just had $0 put to it because there was no design or specific idea on how it was going to get demolished. And so now that it has been determined how it will be demolished, there's a number sign to go towards it. So that's to expend that. And for the most part, the old facility will be the asbestos and some of the lead paint will be remediated from the Brownsfield program, stuff put at zero cost. Anything that can be surplus that's in there, the guys will take out, things like pumps, motors, that has some value that we cannot use in the new facility, we'll get surplus out. And then remaining items, they get cleared out, piping, things like that. And then the building itself is
essentially going to be dropped down right into the existing hole, and then it will fill in, so nothing will be able to get built on. The Clearwell assessment came back very well, so we are working to maintain the Clearwell at this point, the old Clearwell, which is a 200,000-gallon underground tank that has probably as much life left in it, according to the assessment, as it has, so 50 years. So that's an extremely expensive item to reconstruct, and rural development has seen that and agreed that it is well worth trying to save for a fraction of the cost. Essentially, it's a underground water tank, or 200,000-gallon water tank, which provides some very interesting, maybe,